You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school sports. I'm Clark Ramsey, your play-by-play. Next to me, John Mooney. And on the sidelines, Ryan Brown. Ryan, what's the feel on the sidelines? This one's ready to tip.
This one's ready to go, guys. These two teams cannot wait to get on the floor. The excitement's in the air. We're ready to play some basketball.
Thank you, Ryan. 8 minutes on the clock. Harbor Beach will be going right to left across your radio. Of the Bearcats in the white and orange will be going left to right. As this place is packed, standing room only, even the aisleways are filled with people. Some people are sitting on laps. You have no room for error here. And for once, I'm actually glad we're up top because a basketball would definitely flash through our system tonight.
There's going to be so much action going on. You're right. This is a good spot to be, right on top of things, and here we go.
Librand Gins are going up for the tip. There it is, and it's Librand 1 with D. So here comes Sweeney across the timeline, left to right across the radio, over to the right post, over to Messing, and it flies right through the hands into the ground, and it's one turnover for Ubley. Harbor Beach ball.
A little bit of the jitters.
And Aaron Ginther gets it 78 feet from the hoop. That's right, 78. Gets over to Graff, gets across the timeline, being guarded by Messing. Goes to the right side, into the right post, into Booms, being guarded by Lafferty. Kicks it back out to Ginther on the right wing. He drives into the baseline, kicks it back out to Booms on the right corner. He drives down the baseline, goes up, no call, and we have a jump ball. Loose ball on the rebound there. Possession arrow points to the Harbor Beach side of things, so they're going to get underneath their own hoop with 7:33 left in the first quarter. No score yet in Ubley. Crab trying to get it in. Kicks it over to the left corner to Booms for three. No. Rebound, Librand. Ubley. Over to Sweeney down the right sideline. Being guarded by Hanson. Over to Messing in the right wing. Being guarded by Crab. Man-to-man defense. Over to Booms. As Messing goes right down the baseline, he steps on the line, according to the official. That's Brent Wainer. And it's Harbor Beach ball. Two turnovers now for Ubley. No score for both teams.
Ubley's trying to be too much in a hurry. I mean, they need to be quick, but not get into a hurry. Too many mistakes happen like that.
And Ginther gets across the timeline. He drives to the free throw line, puts up a shot, and it's good. Looks like it almost got tipped there, but he got through anyway. And it's 2-0 Harbor Beach. 7 minutes remain in the first quarter. Here comes Sweeney across the timeline, being guarded by Hanson, top of the key. Over to the left wing, stolen by Andrew Stephen. He's taking it for himself, but it dribbles right off the foot. And Sweeney picks it back up, drives in the lane, swoops it in, and no! That one should have went in, but it decided not to, and Andrew Stephen gets the rebound. Over to Hanson across the timeline. Hanson from way downtown, no good. Rebound, Josh White. Here comes Ubley. Over to Sweeney. Halftime, Deckerville leads Olengage, 46-31. Thank you to some Tailgater Sports for that one. Sweeney, top of the key. Over to Josh White, right at the top of the key with the three. He almost took the shot with the left elbow. Here's Lafferty, drives down the lane, down the left side. He goes up, no good. Rebound, Josh White goes out of bounds. And it's last touch by Ubley. As number 22, Mitchell Gruza tried to save it, flies into the Harbor Beach student section.
Usually the first 3 minutes are the most important part of the game, at least in the first half.
A lot of energy.
Right now, Ubley's not having anything go well for them.
And Kraft takes the shot from the right elbow, rims all the way around, and no good. Rebound, Josh White. 2-0. 2 minutes have passed. 6 minutes remain. It's 2-0, Harbor Beach. Sweeney, top of the key. Drives right down the middle. Wide open to Josh White in the right post for the jump shot. That one's good. Josh White gets his first two, and it's now a tie ball game. Two apiece. Harbor Beach, Ubley. 5:45 left in the first. Packed house in Ubley. Ubley student section sits down with the first points of the game. Hanson tries to beat it into Andrew Stephen at the right post. He puts it in, and no good. A nice little tip there by Josh White. Rebound by White, and gets it over to Sweeney. Across the timeline. 5.5 left. Librand, top of the key, being guarded by Ginther. Over to the right elbow, or excuse me, right corner from Sweeney for three. No good. Rebound Hanson. Over to Stephen across the timeline on the far side of your radio. Aaron Ginther in the right corner. Doesn't like what he sees. Kicks it back and stops the Booms, being guarded by Librand. Or to Grass, blowing things down. 5 minutes left. 2-2. Harbor Beach at Ubley. Grass dribbling around. Top of the key. Trying to drive in the lane. He does. Rose from the right side. Tries to put one up. That one's way off. And rebound number 32, Messing. Over to Sweeney. 4:45 left. Man-to-man defense. Librand from the corner for the long two. This one, That's a nice-looking shot there from number 34, the 6'6" Hubley Bearcat. Josh Marshall Leifrand has a stolen from behind, and Hubley has a little momentum here with the lead, 4-2. 4:23 left in the first. Josh White has it inside the paint, dribbles back out to the top of the key, over to Sweeney on the right side. He takes the three from 10 feet behind, and yes! For three, Nick Sweeney takes it a five-point lead for the Bearcats, and it's 7-2 with 4 minutes left in the first. Kraft dribbles right down the lane with the runner. This one's short. Rebound, Marshall Leifrand. Ball momentum has swung to the Hubley sideline. And there's a steal by Andrew Seaman. Nick Sweeney couldn't hang on to it. Here comes Harbor Beach. Kraft in the right corner. Goes in for the shot, but it says it's on the floor. There's a foul. First one of the night is going against Hubley.
Looks like it's on number 22.
Number 22, that would be Mitchell Guza, his first. Team's first. Couple substitutions coming to the game. Number 14, Austin Drake, replaces Messing. And number 20, Brian White comes in.
Sloan Klasky has come in for the Pirates.
And grabs in the right elbow. Back at the top to Ginther. He tries to beat the Seaman. Josh White read it, got a piece of it, and goes out of bounds. It's going to be a hard-reach ball right in front of the Hubley bench on the far side of your radio at 3:36 left. Hubley loose by 5, 7-2. In to Ginther, right at the timeline. As the traditional UBLY chant is going, haven't heard that one in a few years. Seaman at the right elbow takes the jump shot from 17 feet. That one's no good, but there's on the arm. Looks like it's going to be against number 34, Marshall Leifrand of Hubley. So it's going to be Harbor Beach ball. No, that's on number 14. Austin Drake is first, team second. Harbor Beach ball underneath thrown hoop with 3:25 left, trailing by 5 with Bearcats. Sloan Grassy has the top of the key. Over to Kraft in the right wing. Seaman from the free throw line. Up, short by a foot. And rebound number 20 for Hubley. That's Brian White. Over to Sweeney. Hubley crowd likes it. Gets across the timeline. 7-2. Bearcats lead by 5 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Sweeney being guarded by Klasky. And Klasky got a nice little pickpocket from behind there. And goes out of bounds. The Hubley ball underneath their own hoop. With 3:01 left in the first with a 5-point lead, 7-2 over the Pirates.
Both teams are playing man-to-man.
Josh White from the extended left elbow. Back at Marshall Leifrand, top of the key. 2:55 left. There's the pick. Marshall Leifrand drives in the lane for the little roll, and that one is good. 4 points now for Marshall Leifrand, making it 9-2, and Harbor Beach is going to call their first timeout. Ron Rubel wants to discuss this 7-point deficit, a full timeout. Here soon at WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Well, we're back here in Hubley after a timeout. Ryan Brown, quickly, what did you find out in the Harbor Beach huddle there?
Harbor Beach is looking to move the ball on offense a little bit more. Coach Rubel felt they were too stagnant, so they're going to try and attack the perimeter by dribble driving, get into the lane.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. And, well, they did the complete opposite there. Booms with the very long two. He's about 6 inches short of it. Three. Jordan Booms now cuts after a 9-0 run on the Hubley side of things. It's now 9-4. Hubley still leads. Marshall Leifrand at the left wing gets it into number 20, Brian White, who puts it up for good. And now it's 11-4. Brian White had a nice cut there, and Marshall Leifrand fed him right in. 2 minutes left in the first. It's 11-4.